The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
It's been a month since protesters first set up in New York's Zuccotti Park and began the Occupy Wall Street movement. There have been some clashes with the NYPD, but it might be the weather and not the police that poses the biggest danger to the continuation of the protests.
Well, winter's coming. I've said that a lot. We have to prepare. We have to put up stations, stuff of that nature.
That's volunteer spokesperson Foo Connor, who's been involved with the protests since the beginning. Will Occupy Wall Street survive the cold? We sent Takeaway producer Ben Johnson down to Zuccotti Park to get embedded, or rather, in bed in Lower Manhattan. He spent the night to find out what the park is like after dark and what's keeping the residents there. Here's what he found. Sanitation crews cleaning up. Some people even managed to get some sleep. Okay, so I know that's not you, Ben, because you didn't get a lot of sleep while you were there.
No, I didn't get very much sleep. I slept for, about 3 hours, but that's mostly because people are sort of awake, or at least in different states of sleep there all night long. There are a lot of people sort of up around talking during the night. Some people say that's the most productive time.
Ben Johnson is a producer for The Takeaway. He was reporting for us live from Zuccotti Park in New York, where the Occupy Wall Street movement is camped out, literally camped out in sleeping bags. Tell me about Nate Barkus.
Nate has bounced around a little bit. He started his own Occupy Winston-Salem, which is sort of where he's from. And then he also headed up to the Occupy Providence protest. And he was sort of impressed with how people dealt with negativity in the camp.
It's just incredible how people collaborate and make decisions. And, you know, if there is negativity, like, it gets called out and the person leaves.
It sounds like a college sleepaway a little bit, Ben. You also spoke with somebody named Saman Wakad.
Yeah, she's from Michigan, and she moved to New York recently. And every day she is there, she helps serve the food in the kitchen, which is obviously like everything else there, all volunteer.
This is my third night here. The two nights that I've been here before, I did not sleep a minute. I was kind of soaked because it was raining.
And it was kind of interesting. While we were talking, we sort of got interrupted by something.
Hold on a second. Sir, what is your problem?
Don't get closer.
Don't do that to somebody next time. You were in her face. You were in her face just a minute ago.
So she was speaking to this man who was sort of spent the entire night getting into small altercations with people. The police sort of stay on the outside, and so the onus is on the group to self-police while they're in the camp. And
the police are like walking the perimeter.
Yeah, they're on the outside, and I think they get involved from time to time if something gets really out of hand. But in general, the group is basically expected to police itself.
I think America is on the edge of a knife right now. Can go one way or the other, and I think that goes for the world.
I heard about the movement, and it's something just sounded right, even though I didn't have all the info and people getting arrested.
I'm 6'4", and they gave me this 3-foot by 4-foot blanket, a Mets blanket. I'm not a sports person, but it does the job, yeah.
In general, I think people are pretty well covered. I mean, you walk around and you see these sort of giant tarp shapes, and you can sort of see that people are sleeping under them. It's sort of amazing. They're not quite tents, but they are covered up.
But a tarp is not going to help when the temperature drops below freezing.
That's true. And we spoke to a couple people who, you know, who were worried about that. I talked to...
That's a few weeks off, though.
Yeah, it's a few weeks off, and people are thinking about that.
What's the sense of sacrifice, though? What are they waiting for? What is this wager they're making?
I think it depends on who you talk to. You know, once again, there's sort of a unity in I think the people being called to be there, but less of a unity in terms of what they want. I mean, you talk to – I spoke to a woman named Gina Weldon, who's 19 years old. She's a college student, and she just felt like her education cost too much. It was unacceptable that she had to be in so much debt, and that's why she was there, and she was willing to sacrifice and stay as long as, you know, as she needed to. And I talked to other people who wanted a new WPA project, a bunch of different people with different opinions.
And you actually spoke to this guy, Tom Roberts, who's a 26-year-old from Brooklyn. He's been there at the park for a week or so, and he recently got laid off from his job at McDonald's. Here's what he said.
It's just, you know, something's wrong. My sister, probably the smartest person that I know, she actually cried when she got an A- on a citywide test in high school. She's attained her bachelor's degree, and she can't find a job at McDonald's right now.
I mean, is that a relatively typical story?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are. And Tom was, you know, a really interesting guy. He told me that when he first arrived at Zuccotti, he spent the first day or so just on the outside observing. He wasn't sure that he wanted to be involved at all. But now he's completely invested. He's completely committed to being there as long as it takes, and is sort of keeping the park clean. It's really important to him.
The way I feel right now, I can't leave personally. I feel like I'll be neglecting my brethren, my sisters. I just see the look in their eyes, and they just have so much hope. And while they're out here, I can't simply lay in my bed while they're out here in the cold, in the rain, you know what I'm saying, hoping for hope. Hoping for some kind of change, hoping for some kind of breakthrough.
So did anyone give you a definite answer on what would be the change or the breakthrough they're looking for before they'd leave the park?
You know, people were relatively coy about that. I think when I asked that question to most, they sort of sighed and threw their hands up and said, there's just so much that needs to be done. There are just so many conversations that need to be had in this country that are not being had. And I think that's the general feeling. I don't think there were necessarily specific demands, but people needed a change, and they needed more dialogue and an acknowledgement of the fact that things have gone wrong for them and something needs to change.
Well, Ben Johnson was there all night, asking that question, I guess, multiple times. Takeaway producer reporting to us live from a Zuccotti park where he spent the night and where the Occupy Wall Street movement protesters are camped out. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Changing by